Good morning, Audio Boo. This is a tired Robert. Actually, no, I'm not that tired. I'm just sleepy. Sleepy Robert. On my perch aboard the train. We are running a bit late. We left Milan, I think, at least an hour late. Maybe hour 20 late or something. And as far as I can see, the fastest trains from Milan take 3 hours to get to Venice. And we're definitely not the fastest train. Mum's laughing down there.
We're a slow coach.
Yeah, we had plans to be in breakfast at 7 o'clock. That hasn't quite happened. Sorry?
No point.
Absolutely. Apparently, I was reading just now, using up my data, being on the left-hand side of the train is good when going into Venice. Apparently you get the better view. So, we're in the right place. I'd be delighted. Now, you're going back to sleep again, aren't you?
I don't know, some people, when there are exciting things to be done, like watching the non-existent scenery. All I get from here is a flash of light and there we go.
What else have I got to report? Well, the journey has been yeah, it's been quite pleasant actually, I think. Lots of going hither and thither and dither and whatever in the middle of the night. One line that we were on seemed to curve left and right every few seconds, which is fun when you're on a fairly narrow bed. I'm 90% certain. No, I'm totally certain. We went through the Simplon Tunnel and stopped. We know we stopped at Domodossola, where Mum and I have actually been before. We've changed trains there 13 years ago. That is frightening, isn't it?
Just a little boy.
A little boy, yeah. And look, I'm just a little boy now.
You've only got one day left.
What, being a little boy? all the young person's discounts in Venice go up to 29. So today is a cheap day, tomorrow's not. Yeah, so people seem to be stirring now. What they're stirring, I'm not sure. Ba-boom. maybe some people haven't realised that we're behind schedule. Anyway, at some point we should be stopping at Verona. Can you remember any bits of Romeo and Juliet, Mum, apart from "Wherefore art thou"? It was an unhappy ending, I agree. Yeah, I can't remember much either. I never much liked Romeo and Juliet. Sorry?
The houses
have balconies, yes. But just so that you can go out there and go, Romeo, Romeo, etc. Well, you'll have to tell me when we go through whether the houses really have balconies.
Well, it was meant to be 45 minutes after Milan.
It was meant to be an hour and 20 minutes after Milan. About 2 hours.
Well, I reckon I'll stir when we get to Verona then.
Do you think so? Alright then. I'll try and keep an eye. If you can, when we stop somewhere, just have a glance out the window each time to see if you can work out where we are. And I will check Foursquare in between us, but we might be able to work out where we are.
I think that's a good plan.
Good. Enjoy your snoozing then. I'm going to have to charge my phone again at this rate.